believe Governor Lamont's on the show. Good morning.
You got it.
Hey, you got it.
Governor Lamont, we got news yesterday. We're at 4.1%. Is that real 4.1%?
Real 4.1%.
Okay.
It's spiking up all over the region and in our state.
The 14-day average is 2.2, right?
2.2, 2.4, yeah.
Okay. And then the 4.1, what does that represent? Is that 1 week, 1 day?
Yeah, that was 1 day of tests. So, so it's, 400 out of 10,000, something like that. But it's, you know, we've been bopping around. We were as low as 2.2, I think, just a few days ago, but it's definitely trending up. And I see that happening in Boston in a big way, Rhode Island in a big way. 8 months ago, it came up from New York. Now it maybe is more coming down from the north.
Did we do more tests than normal? Did we go to the red zones and the hot spots for most of the tests that brought us to a 4.1?
Remember, you can have, I can do 10 tests or 100,000 tests, but you can still get the same positivity rate is still relevant, 4%.
Right.
It's the other one, Jazz, that's confusing, where, 15 per 100,000, that reflects the number of tests you do as well.
Okay. So if we put more of the tests in the red zone, though, we're going to have a higher positivity rate, right?
If you do more tests in the red zone, you'll have the same positivity rate, but you'll have more infections per 100,000 because you're able to detect more infections. Then we got those two different metrics out there.
Trying to find a good
it's
news.
It's a little confusing.
Ooh, yeah,
I know.
Put a fence around them? I don't know.
All right. Tuesdays seem to be bad news days. Is there a reason for that? It almost seems like we get our bad news on Tuesday.
A terrible Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they say, thank God it's Friday, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. We hit 5%. We start rolling back stuff. You mentioned that before. Are we holding to that?
I don't think so, because this time, unlike the spring, we're looking at different pockets. We're looking at different municipalities. We think we can target our response. But you're right. If I see something broad-based at a higher positivity rate, I'm going to talk to our fellow governors and see what else we ought to do. But we're not there yet.
Governor Lamont is on. We're talking about the 4.1% positivity rate we was announced yesterday. Bar is not paying attention. Did you see that video of the bar in Bridgeport?
Yeah, I think I did. I think about 90,000 people on our Twitter feed did. It was just, you remember that thing in the Ozarks, and we sort of made fun of them back in the spring, and
how
Connecticut is more careful. Well, that was our same moment. And, we've got, four or five of these bars where they serve some food or pubs, and 99% of our restaurants are doing a really good job. But if some of them go unpoliced and that we can't sanction them, it could ruin it for everybody.
So did you just compare the Bridgeport people to the Ozarks?
I said we have restaurants all over the state that are occasionally.
I
was comparing the Chaz and AJ show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. So you throw it back at us. I believe you compared those people in the bar to the people in the Ozarks.
That was the same indiscriminate behavior that can create a surge.
Gotcha. Just the behavior.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Cross-examining.
Right. Is New York doing better than us?
They are. New York City is a little higher, but the rest of New York State is still relatively low. And thank God, because I don't need it coming up from the South again.
And Massachusetts isn't doing bad, but they're on the naughty list now, right?
They're on the naughty list, but frankly, we're on our own list now, too. Massachusetts is doing better, but Boston is flaring up. You know, they had to shut down hockey. They had to shut down schools. They're pretty tight in Boston right now.
Our schools that were scheduled to go full time are not going full time, right?
we've got about half of our schools, K through eight, are full time. So that's more than just about anybody else in the Northeast. And frankly, the classroom has been one of the safest places to be. But we're watching that, too, because as it spreads in a community, it could get into the classroom, but not yet.
Our Governor Lamont is on the show. There was some talk that SEAC's going to look at winter sports. Are you involved in that decision-making process? And if you were, what do you think?
Deirdre Gifford, our Commissioner of Public Health, is obviously talking to the leagues, what their plans are for winter sports. I noticed that not only Boston has shut down hockey for 2 weeks, but so is Vermont and New Hampshire. I mean, these are the hockey capitals of the world. We haven't done that. Most of the infections we think don't take place on the rink or on the playing field. It's all the stuff before and after the game, you know, six people in a car on their way to the game, that type of thing.
Right.
So I'm keeping my fingers crossed we can stay open.
Are you going to be breaking news today or announcing more towns in the red zone?
We release our red map on Thursday, so tomorrow.
Do we know? Can you give us a sneak preview of that list?
Jazz, I really don't know. My instinct is we're going to be adding on more towns, and I'm really hopeful we'll see some towns drop off, just so we can show people that with a targeted response, we bring in the cavalry, we can turn things around, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
Gotcha. All right, couple seconds left, two questions. Vaccine, everybody seems to think late November, December. Do we have a method to get it out to first responders quickly?
We certainly have a committee that's coming up with what that strategy is. We've targeted the most vulnerable. We got from CMS, all those older people that have the pre-existing condition, and first responders. But it's going to take a while. I don't think you're going to see anything in November, December.
Gotcha. And we're looking for a horrible movie for Ashley to watch. Do you have anything you could recommend?
My wife just says I watch Top Gun over and over and over again. So for her,
Top Gun, she may not like that.
I'll watch Top Gun.
All right, never mind.
I would not have guessed that'd be your favorite movie.
Right. Top Gun. That's his ringtone.
It's got a great soundtrack.
Yep. So change zone.
I could do the entire screenplay for you.
Nice.
Really? Could you quote a line from it now?
I could tell you, then I'd have to kill you.
Oh, all right. Well, that would
James Bond.
Feel the need for speed.
There you go.
All right, there you go. I was going to say, if you killed me, we'd make headlines.
It's true, yes.
All right, Governor, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Yep. It'd be and AJ
There's
show.
A lot of sound bites there.
Right.
There's a lot of sound bites. All right, Governor Lamont on talking about the 4.1%.